Sonanta kara kalo Nadiradi krit avyaya Janam janena janayam Marayam vidnantakam Kalo Nadiradi Kridamiya Janam Janena Janayam Marayam Vidyanatakam Sonantam Takarakalo Janam Janena Janayam Marayam Vidyanantakam Sa E Ananta Infinite Antakara Annihilator Kala, time, anadi, without beginning, adikrit, beginning of everything, amyaya, without decrease, janam, living entities, janena, by living entity, janayan, causing to be born, Marayam, killing, Nityana, by death, Antakam, killers. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. My dear Dhruva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is ever existing. But in the form of time, he is the killer of everything. He has no beginning, although he is the beginning of everything. Nor is he ever exhaustible, although everything is exhausted in due course of time. The living entities are created through the agency of the Father and killed through the agency of death, but he is perpetually free from birth and death. Report. The supreme authority and inconceivable power of the Supreme Personality of Godhead can be minutely studied from this verse. He is always unlimited. That means that he has no creation or end. He is, however, death in the form of time, as described in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, I am death. I take away everything at the end of life. Eternal time is also without beginning, but it is the creator of all the creation of all the creatures. The example is given of touchstone, which creates many valuable stones and jewels, but does not decrease in power. Similarly, creation occurs many times, everything is maintained, and after a time everything is annihilated. But the original creator, the Supreme Lord, remains untouched and undiminished in power. The secondary creation is made by Brahma, but Brahma is created by the Supreme Godhead. Lord Shiva annihilates the whole creation. At the end, he is also annihilated by Vishnu. Lord Vishnu remains. In the Vedic hymns, it is stated that in the beginning there is only Vishnu, and that he alone remains at the end. An example can help us to understand the inconceivable potency of the Supreme Lord. In recent history of warfare, Supreme Personality of Godhead created a Hitler, and before that a Napoleon, Bonaparte. And they each killed many living entities in war, but in the end, Bonaparte and Hitler were also killed. People are still very much interested in writing and reading books about Hitler and Bonaparte, and how they killed so many people in war, Year after year, many books are published for public reading regarding Hitler's killing thousands of Jews in confinement. But no one is researching who killed Hitler, who created such a gigantic killer of human beings. The devotees of the Lord are not much interested in the study of the flickering history of the world. They are interested only in Him who is the original creator, maintainer, and annihilator. That is the purpose of the Krishna consciousness movement. That is the purpose of the Krishna consciousness movement. So we are the members of the Krishna consciousness movement, so this should be our purpose. We should be very interested in the study about Krishna, who's behind all the very much studied events of the material world. But they don't study about him. It's like we go to school, we study, you know, I studied American history, and then I moved to Texas. I studied Texas history, the great heroes of Texas. You all study Australian history, I presume, isn't it? But there's no study of that person who's the cause of all the different history, you see. This is the great lacking of our modern society. That person is behind all the most historical of all persons. He's not being studied. Who can be more historical than Krishna? Because he's arranging everything. He's the supreme orchestrator of history. Everything he does is the most amazing history also. Whether he's dancing with the gopis or whether he's dragging Kamsa by the hair off of his seat down to the arena, sitting on his chest and pounding him to death with his fist. Everything about Krishna is the ultimate history. So we need to have these history books they study in the schools are to be rewritten, you know. They need to put Krishna in there. Krishna is studying history. to Krishna. So why then, one could ask? Well, this is actually gets us back to our original natures. The nature of the living entity is he's a devotee of Krishna. By his very nature, he likes to think about Krishna, he likes to talk about Krishna, he likes to serve Krishna. Everything. Krishna, 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 Krishna. You see. It's not fanaticism. It isn't. It's a natural thing. It's like air. We're breathing air all the time, 24 hours a day. Is that fanaticism? Why do you keep breathing? Why don't we breathe something else? Why do you only breathe air? Are you a fanatic? Only breathing air? No, that's, we require that. That's our very, that's on the material plane. That the body requires the oxygen. So that's a natural thing to be breathing the air, the oxygen, the air. So in the same way that we're sustained materially by breathing air, by drinking water, by eating food, we're sustained spiritually by always being Krishna conscious, hearing about Krishna, talking about Krishna, bowing down to Krishna. Not artificial. They say it's artificial. But what is the result of their culture? You go down and become an animal or a dog in your next life. Some kind of dog, cat, monkey. What is the value of such a culture? This culture, Krishna culture, liberates you from all the anxieties of material existence. It brings you back to your eternal, all cognizant, all blissful, eternal identity, the spiritual sky. So, who is that fool who would not want to get free from the miseries of material existence? Of course, they say it's just hype. Pie in the sky when you die by and by is. One song in America making fun of religious preachers. You get pie in the sky when you die by and by. So come to our prayer meeting, you know, and give a donation. They say it's just hype. Not really a god. But actually, if you analyze it scientifically, there has to be a god. There has to be a god. It's like every machine requires an operator. Your car, your computer. Take any machine, somebody has to operate it, turn it on at least. Every machine requires an operator. Can you show me any one machine that doesn't require an operator? Your smartphone requires you have to turn it on, you see. Every machine requires an operator. Show me any machine that doesn't require an operator. There's no such machine. Every machine requires an operator. So, you can see that this whole causing manifestation is operating like a machine also. Therefore, it must have an operator. It's simple, logical conclusion. The atheists say, well, every machine requires an operator except for the causing machine. Is that logical? No. Completely illogical. So, they accuse us of blind faith, but actually they're the ones who have blind faith. Even though every machine requires an operator, they have blind faith and the causing machine does not require an operator. That's blind faith. It's not logical. So the things they accuse us of, actually they're guilty of those things. And there's also the practical side of it. By becoming Krishna conscious, you enter into a state free of anxiety. The materialists, sometimes they're happy, sometimes they're unhappy. They're always up and down, up and down, up and down. But the devotee, one who is fixed in Krishna consciousness, he's in a state of ever increasing happiness. He's not up and down. Of course, neophytes were up and down. But as we mature in Krishna consciousness, we actually achieve a state of ever increasing bliss. There's no hour up and down. Become, one rises beyond the influence of the modes of nature. One actually utilizes the modes of nature. Just like a surfer, you see, he uses the waves to move himself forward. So we actually surf on the waves of the modes of nature. And when it is fixed in Krishna, he's surfing on those waves. The ups and downs, he uses everything to move himself forward. Up or down, it doesn't matter. Everything he uses to advance in Krishna consciousness. So, if we follow this process seriously, as Prabhupada is giving him these most sublime literatures in all of the universe, if we follow it seriously, then we'll achieve that state. Krishna consciousness. There's Krishna consciousness in practice, and there's Krishna consciousness in perfection. Now we're practicing it. But that day will come, we'll actually become fully Krishna conscious. We'll be merged in always thinking about Krishna spontaneously. So we have to be patient. Because we see the example, personally I saw the example of Prabhupada, you see, somebody who's fully fixed in Krishna consciousness. You can see them, you can hear him speaking, see videos, we can all get a sense of what Prabhupada was like, if someone who's fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness. We can see that what an incredible state of consciousness it is to be in. Completely transcendental to the material existence, but at the same time acting expertly within the material existence to benefit all living entities here in this material existence. So Prabhupada was our hero, big hero. It was so wonderful we got to be with him. Of course, in the beginning, they were with him constantly. Those boys at 26 Second Avenue, a few girls also. They were with Swamiji all the time. But then as the movement grew, then Prabhupada's traveling here, traveling there. He'd see him maybe once every 2 years, or 3 years. But then the tapes came out, the Bhaktivedanta tape ministry. Now you can be that. You can be as good as on the morning walk every day, and hearing the latest morning walks. Latest lectures, the latest interviews. Just an amazing person, Prabhupada, how he could deal with anybody and everybody so expertly. No one could have defeated him. Actually, Prabhupada said, I act like a king because nobody can defeat me. Philosophical king, Prabhupada. Prabhupada told us, he said, there's a term in the Vedas, Digvijay, conquering pundit. You see. Prabhupada said, you go from village to village, town to town, city to city, and make Digvijay. So there is God, I can prove there is God. Who are you who say there is no God? Come on! That kind of mood, Prabhupada taught us to be in that kind of mood. See all opposing arguments. Smash all the opposing arguments. Impersonalism, voidism, hedonism, sectarianism. Smash it. Prabhupada told us to do it, he showed us how to do it also. The fact is that this movement can actually conquer the whole world. Of course, it's sometimes said to be impossible. But it's interesting, there's a verse in the Brihadnaradeya Purana that says it's going to happen. Madbhakta Santi Bhutale, the whole world will become filled up with devotees. But Krishna says, my devotees, the whole world will be filled up with my devotees. So let's try for it. Let's try to pull off a global spiritual revolution. That's this is why we go on Harinam, it's all these stupid books. That's why we cultivate people. We want to make the whole world Krishna conscious. Global re-spiritualization. The beauty of giving Krishna is the more you give him, the more you get him. In other words, if you're going to give Krishna to somebody, you have to have him. So if you actually dedicate your life to giving Krishna to the suffering souls of this world, then Krishna has to be available for you. How you can give Krishna consciousness if you don't have him, you see. So that's the beauty of preaching activities. And Prabhupada told us to all become preachers, you see. Lord Chaitanya, of course, we all know that order of Lord Chaitanya. Jare de katahe kaha, Krishna upadashamaragaya guru hoyutanya. Whomever you meet, instruct him in the teachings of Krishna, and this way in my order, you become guru and deliver the people of this country. So we're all ordered by Lord Chaitanya to be preachers. Even the children, you see. Prabhupada recognized Sarasvati, the daughter of Shama Sundar and Malati, as she was preaching so nicely to the gentleman in Vrindavan. So the more we can be in this mood of giving Krishna, giving Krishna, giving Krishna, the more we will have Krishna, have Krishna, have Krishna. There's no reason ever be in anxiety. The only reason we're ever in anxiety is we forget Krishna, that's all. If you're ever in anxiety, you should know, oh, I'm forgetting Krishna right now. That's all. So why should I be so stupid to forget Krishna and be miserable when I can just remember and be ecstatic once again? Krishna Smananam is the cure-all. Always remember Krishna. Hear about him, talk about him, read his pastimes, discuss his pastimes, read his teaching, discuss his teaching, etc. Are there any questions? Anybody have any questions? Yes.
Prabhupada mentions in the purport that Krishna brings even death to Lord Shiva.
Yeah.
Do you have any information about this?
Well, I have that. I have it much as you do. Obviously, it is. I don't know how that happened, but that's about all I have to.
Thank you.
So we understand it does happen. How it happens, I don't know either. But it's a very telling thing that. Even the demigods, you see. Even the demigods, their position is temporary. So it's a good pointer for the demigod worshippers. Why are you worshipping someone temporarily in that position? Or Shiva's eternally. Or Shiva, but maybe some annihilation of his body sometimes, apparently. Yeah. Interesting question. Any other questions? Yeah.
Like you were saying that we always remember Krishna, then we're more excited. But sometimes I feel actually serving Krishna, I'm more excited than not serving Krishna.
By remembering Krishna, but that's transcendental anxiety. But what sort of remembrance do you have that's putting you, making you in anxiety?
How to preach, how to listen to books.
That's called transcendental anxiety. If one feels anxiety, then how I can give Krishna to the people of the world? You know, it's so difficult. They're so stubbornly attached to sense gratification. They're not interested in your anxiety. How can I give Krishna? That gives the greatest pleasure to Krishna. You see, when you have, in fact, I'll give you an example. When Prabhupada wrote me, I got quite a few letters from Prabhupada. But the one letter he expressed the most pleasure with me, when I explained how the people there in Austin were suffering without Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada was so pleased that I was in anxiety about the people suffering without Krishna consciousness. So that's when Prabhupada, when Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, are very pleased with you. You're in anxiety that these people are not Krishna conscious. So it's very good. Increase your anxiety in that regard. How can the whole world become Krishna conscious? Krishna, please bless these poor souls that they can wake up and become Krishna conscious. The more you have anxiety about their suffering, then you become very special recipient of the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Yes?
I find it difficult sometimes to see this anxiety as something good.
You find it difficult?
I find it difficult sometimes to see it as something, like something good. Like how to change my consciousness, like you said.
Increase your anxiety even more. That's the one. That anxiety is wonderful. You should, Prabhupada cried tears to see the suffering conditions. So that's what the anxiety he was about. He was actually crying tears to see their suffering condition. So I would say increase your anxiety. Why try to, your anxiety for the fallen soul, you should increase it unlimitedly. Increase it unlimitedly. May you become recipient of Lord Chaitanya's special mercy. Lord Chaitanya is in greater anxiety to see the suffering souls, you see. And when you take that same mood, then you're sharing some of his burden. You see. Lord Chaitanya is in unlimited anxiety to see the fallen soul. The more you can take that anxiety upon your own, within your own heart, you're helping, you're taking some of the burden off of Lord Chaitanya. You see. And he'll bless you unlimitedly. So please continue like that, in anxiety about the fallen soul. Next.
Krishna has 64 qualities, and out of them, one of them is that he is good in judging time, place and circumstances.
Can somebody...
Krishna has many different qualities. One of them is that he is very expert at judging the time, place, circumstances.
Yeah.
So, what is the example for it?
So, what is
example of Krishna's expertise? Well, the rasa dance. The most beautiful girls in the whole world. And the full moon night of the Sharad season. It's called an expert judge of time, place, and circumstance. The rasa dance is the perfect example. Next. Everybody satisfied? Here we go.
You said that we have to be serious in Krishna consciousness.
Yeah.
But we also have to be happy while we perform our...
Yeah.
But in mundane life, serious means something being strict and, you know, not right.
Right.
How do we cultivate this sense of enjoyment, being serious at the same time?
The more you're... And Krishna consciousness, the more you're serious, the more you enjoy. It's transcendental. You say, well, I'm not experiencing that. It means you're not serious enough.
If you're also in distress of waking up in time, getting the services done in time. So, if you're also under distress, as Prabhu was talking about anxieties. So it always keeps us on the go of thinking, okay, I have this service, I have to reach this, I have to do this. So, but then, you know, we use this
The more you're in anxiety about doing everything perfectly, the more you're in your becoming ecstatic. This is transcendental bliss. It's different than mundane. It's not hee-haw bliss. This is serious ananda. This is transcendental bliss. The more you become serious about pleasing Krishna and Guru, whether you're every thought, word, and deed, in all time, places, and circumstances, the more you enter into the deep, deep, deep ecstasy. I mean, look at the prayers of our acharyas. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Gopina, Mamadi Vedana Shuno, Vishai Durjana, Sada Kamarata Kichu Nahi Moda Guna, Gopina. These lament. I am a materialistic rascal. I'm always full of lust. I have no good qualities. That's actually the highest ecstasy. The lamenting one's lack of Krishna consciousness. Oh yeah, a burning dart entering the heart. When will that day come when I can actually love Krishna? Now I'm just completely enamored by sense gratification. To actually bitterly lament one's lack of love of God is the perfection of love of God. You may say, well, how does that work? Well, you have to really understand it, you just have to experience it. You just have to keep cultivating, keep studying these prayers of the great acharyas, and studying the books, and gradually, and then you'll have your own realization. You'll feel the pain, this separation. Love and separation is the perfection of Krishna consciousness. This is why Krishna went to Dwarka. He told Nanda Maharaj, you see, the Vrijavasis, at least Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yasoda, they came to Mathura when Krishna went to Mathura. And after a while they went back and he told me, he said, I'm going to be coming back to Vrindavan, but he didn't keep his word, he didn't go back to Vrindavan. You see. Why? It was Krishna cruel? Because he didn't even keep his word. He told them, we're coming back to Vrindavan soon, he never did. Is he a cheater? No, Krishna was blessing them with the highest ecstasy of love and separation. Being separated from one's beloved intensifies the love, the feelings of love many, 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 many times. So, even in the mundane world, you see, there's, even a karmi can understand this. When I was a kid, I didn't have anything to do. I wasn't a devotee. I spent my summers listening to the top 40. That's all I did, listen to the top 40 all day. There was one popular song called Sealed with a Kiss. It's been a long and lonely summer, and darling, I'm telling you this, that every day I send you a letter and I seal it with a kiss. His girlfriend was separated from him during the summer. So he's missing his girlfriend. So every day he sends a letter and he seals it with a kiss. That was the big popular song. But the idea was, the love he expressed in that love letter was much more intense than anything when he was actually with his girlfriend. You see, it's much more intense in the separation. The love and separation was much more intense than love and meeting. So in that way, Krishna blesses the Vrijavasis by going to Dwarka, not going to Vrindavan. The Vrijavasis, even though Krishna is with the Dwarkavasis, the intensity of they're not on a high of a plane as the Vrijavasis. You know, he's with them physically, they're seeing him every day. But the Brajabasis, it was separate, they are the highest level of pure love. Highest perfection state. So, in a similar way, the more we can feel separated from pure bhakti and hankering for it, that becomes Prabhupada could be, I remember one godbrother said, serious but jolly. Prabhupada is very serious, but there was nobody more serious than Prabhupada, no more jolly than Prabhupada also. Prabhupada could laugh more than any. When Prabhupada laughed, it was, one person described it as oceanic. He would take, his laugh would take in the whole universe. So it's not that he's just, you know, morose. The pure devotee is the most serious, also he's the most jolly among people. He can laugh better than anybody. Prabhupada, his laugh was amazing. You can see, and he looks, you can look at the pictures, you can see Prabhupada was so serious. The most serious looking person I ever saw, but then look at his, when he's laughing, nobody laughs that, nobody has that good of a laugh. Prabhupada has the most intense, serious, and also the best laugh of anybody. You can see that in the pictures. So Prabhupada can have the biggest laugh and also be the most serious person. Anything else? It's no joke. Yeah.
Sometimes when preaching boldly, it comes across as pride.
But, oh yeah. Sometimes, while preaching boldly, it comes across as pride. Well, we are proud of Krishna. We are proud of our culture. For ourselves, we're very humble, but we're very proud of Krishna consciousness movement. This is the movement that can solve all the problems of the world. That's not, if I think this is the movement that can solve all the world's problems, is that pride? No. It may appear to be pride. Well, because you're a member of the movement, you think it's the best movement in the world, therefore you're proud. That may appear to be pride to materialism. But actually it's a fact. This movement can solve every single problem of every single living entity in this material existence. That's not pride, that's a fact. Of course, we do have to be careful not to become proud. That's a pride got us here. So we have to become very humble. I remember one godbrother, he was a sannyasi, and people would offer obeisances to his dandam. And he was really disgusted. The Prabhupada said, they're not offering to you, they're offering to what you represent. So, that can also be understood in this connection. It's not that personally we think we're great. We feel ourselves very fallen. But what we represent is the greatest thing in all of existence. Myself, you know, Lordship, lower than the straw in the street. That's how a devotee feels about himself. But this knowledge, these teachings, this is the body is very, very proud of these things. Very proud of Krishna. It's like Baba said, I like a king because nobody can defeat me. That's not his pride. He's humbly serving his Guru Maharaj's order to spread Krishna consciousness. So Lord Chaitanya has ordered all of us. You ordered to become a guru and deliver the people of this world. That's the order to you. From Lord Chaitanya, you are meant to be a guru to save all the people of this world. You see, so you got to be strong. That's humility. Surrendering the order of Lord Chaitanya. Yes.
You want to ask something about Baldev Vidya Bhushan?
Do you want to talk about Baldev Vidya Bhushan?
I didn't plan on it, so.
This is
day today?
Disappearance day.
Oh, disappearance day. Yeah. I didn't plan on talking about it today, but it's a nice suggestion. It's nice you're remembering him. I didn't realize it was his day, so I'm indebted to you now for reminding me. Any other questions? Yeah.
You mentioned how the nuclear community said, okay, I'm not capable of doing something good for Krishna or I'm fallen. But what if you reach to a stage where you think, okay, you will never reach to a stage where you can actually serve Krishna with the good qualities you have, or you will never achieve them?
You talk about different good qualities, humility, etc. But then, what if you feel that you will never reach that level, the quality level?
You don't think the process works? You doubt Bhagavad Gita?
I doubt myself, Maharaj, that the motivation that, okay, it's very hard for me. I don't see any good success. No doubt I'm being humble, but I don't see, okay, I will be able to reach to the stage where I can serve Krishna.
I don't doubt the process, but I doubt myself that I won't be able to reach that level.
Thing is, you will achieve it. If you, it's not that you're some special case that the Hare Krishna mantra doesn't purify you. That you're more powerful than the Hare Krishna mantra. It's pride, actually. You're thinking you're more powerful than your contamination is more powerful than the Hare Krishna mantra. Don't be so proud. Don't be so puffed up, Prabhu. The Hare Krishna mantra can completely purify you of all contamination. It's like Prabhupada told me, he said, now you disqualify yourself to see Krishna face to face. I said, well, how can I ever do that? You know, actually to be able to see Krishna, you know, face to face, like I'm seeing you right now. That's a very high level, isn't it? But Prabhupada ordered me to come to that level. So I think, well, Prabhupada, it's impossible. Prabhupada said impossible is a word in a fool's dictionary. The thing is, with the order of the spiritual master comes the potency to successfully carry it out. You understand that point? Spiritual master orders you, now you become a pure devotee of Krishna. Even though you're a hopeless basket case, we all are, you know, I'm just giving you the example, but actually we're all in that position. Even though we're hopeless basket cases, because Prabhupada has ordered us all to become pure devotees of Krishna, by the potency of his order we can do that. Not by our qualification, but the potency of the order of this of Srila Prabhupada, we can do that. You understand? Next. Yes.
During early days of Krishna consciousness, there is more than one person who actually helped us to go through this journey of becoming, practicing this Krishna consciousness bhakti. So how can we be having that gratitude for them and how to remember that they have played a role
so,
in our
life?
During our progress in Krishna consciousness, many devotees help us in various stages. How we can have a mood of gratitude to all these devotees?
Oh, that's a very wonderful question. I'm just doing the same thing today myself when I offered my obeisances in the Govinda prayers, because I learned from Tamal Krishna Goswami what Prabhupada's system, when there's three deities at a certain point in the song, Prabhupada every day he'd do the same thing. At a certain point in the song he'd beginning you take the darshan of the first deities, and then at a certain point in the song you take the darshan of the second deities, and at a certain point in the song of the third deities. And Prabhupada did it methodically every day, and Tamal Krishna Goswami learned that from him, and I learned it from Tamal Krishna Goswami. So I was just thinking how indebted I am to Tamal Krishna Goswami, because from him I learned Prabhupada's system of how to take darshan while the Govinda prayers are going on. So I was just doing the same thing myself today. And I was, and you can actually pray to Krishna. There's so many devotees that help me in so many ways, you know. You can pray to Krishna that they can please bless that devotee. He showed me how to tie my dhoti, or that devotee told me to put on tilak, and please bless those devotees. They all, you can pray to Krishna, please give your special blessings to the devotees, because they help me so much in my spiritual life. Next. Looks like that's about it. Well, it's so nice to see so many devotees have come from Bhagavatam. Very nice. The Jambhagavata Sevaya, this Bhagavatam culture. This is our life and soul, Bhagavatam. Person Bhagavatam, book Bhagavatam, full absorption in Bhagavatam, that is the perfection of Krishna consciousness. So we thank you for coming. Always remember these points and always dedicate your every thought, word, and deed in all times, places, and circumstances for the pleasure of your spiritual master, Krishna. Chira Bhava Bhara Ki Jaya.